Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Football Friday. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more. Now through Saturday, that is tomorrow, in-store only. The question, are you going to watch the World Series? That is the question, the Twitter question. What
Is that a trick question?
I was curious if people are going to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think the Twitter question? What do you think the response is?
It is Toronto. Toronto Dodgers is still. I would still watch it. Let's go 70% yes.
62% no.
62% no?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've become. So this is one of the things that I mentioned, one of the positives about being up in New York is that. They love baseball so much up there that it brought me back to it.
Right.
And then since we've had the Phillies here, it's been a lot of fun. I've re-become like a true baseball lover. Yeah. I will watch it all the time.
Yeah.
But it is amazing how people around here just check out.
Yeah.
I think it's compelling with one of the good things about the Dodgers being the way they are is I just think it's a compelling story, whether they win or not.
At least they're an exciting team.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're a villain
out there. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like the Heatles or the Durant Warriors or something like that, you know?
Now, here's the thing. Will people, because I know I've done this in the past where I may not watch every game, but I'll watch the deciding game.
Okay. Well, maybe people just.
Now I'm watching tonight, but I'm saying some people, they may not watch every game, but if it's game four and it's a chance to win or if it's a clincher.
Yeah.
Because you kind of want to see the celebration.
Yeah.
I do. I kind of do. I miss it.
To me, and Jack.
Almost 20 years.
Jack, I would imagine you feel similarly. To me, the reason I will watch as much as I can is that as soon as it's over, it's over until we have real games again in April, and I don't want the same reason I watch the NBA Finals, even if I don't care. It's just that as soon as basketball is over, then we don't have basketball in a while, and I miss it when baseball's not there. So that's why I watch it.
Problem is, football is king.
It is, but it's not on Friday night. It's not on Saturday.
Well, some college is.
Yeah,
but I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I think most people, if your team isn't playing, it's easy to check out and go follow the other sport.
Yes. I think it's that way for every sport but football.
Yep.
You know, I don't think anybody here, not nobody, but most people don't watch the NBA Finals.
Yep.
They don't watch the NHL. They don't watch the Stanley Cup Finals, and they don't watch the World Series unless their team is in it.
Yep.
Baseball used to be a sport, though, in the 90s where I felt like everybody watched the World Series no matter what.
Yes.
That has
been last year. Last year had it. It was Yankees-Dodgers. I think people were.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Yeah, they did the Ice Cube thing. Yeah. Bring them out. Yes.
They failed with Fat Joe.
Yeah, that was a big reason
why they lost. Fat Joe ran out there, and everyone said, who's that? You know.
My guy Izzo at FAN said that you bring Fat Joe out, that is the end of anything. It was bad for the Knicks. He couldn't believe
it. Well, it was clearly just thrown together last minute. The Ice Cube thing was so cool.
They did it as a reply to what,
Dodgers this is way better, you know? Yeah. And then the Yankees choked, and that wasn't as fun. But, yeah.
I can't believe they're in the World Series anyway. Do you let's see who has the belt.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I'm a real American. Fight for the rights of
The belt this week presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. If you remember last week, Devin Caney got the belt with her report.
Exclusive report
that Ruben Amaro told her during the break that perhaps the Phillies, maybe, you never know, could trade Bryce Harper. And Devin got crushed for that, but then as time went on, what Dave Dombrowski said, and then Scott Boras shooting back, and then Joel Sherman, you know, Devin Caney was, I think, justified at least in saying it.
Yeah.
So the question with the belt is, has anyone at WIP this week done enough to take the belt from Devin Caney? We don't just automatically willy-nilly change the belt. The belt has to be taken. That's how it works in boxing. It's how it works in, you know, MMA and wrestling. And the answer.
So hold on.
Yes.
I got some potential candidates here.
Okay. Interesting.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Could have used the in the break.
Yep. I think you wanted my input. Well, Spike and Elliott yesterday.
Listen, the committee considered it. I also thought Elliott. Now the committee shut down my idea of Elliott getting credit for the BJ Edgecombe take. They got shredded.
Well, but the take was in June.
I'm just saying what the committee, I threw it to the committee. Okay. The committee said, you're an idiot, and we moved on.
I didn't say you're an idiot. I just said the take was
I said the committee.
Gambling thing.
Yeah.
The gambling thing was on top of that?
Well, then who would get the belt in that scenario, me or him?
You.
Oh,
he's gonna be like, great idea. I really did get the belt. I really did deserve it. Yeah.
Your idea was Elliott, not me.
But
Elliott's the one that everyone reacted to. Everyone agrees with you.
No, Elliott's a moron for that take. That's what that is. And Spike calling him a psycho halfway through that whole rant.
He almost said the F-bomb.
Yeah, I did. And he was still hot an hour later.
Well, he couldn't calm down. Like, poor Mike Mayock. You know, he's on. And he's like, Mike, hold on a second. I'm still mad about this thing from an hour ago. You know?
So,
all right.
Yeah, Spike, yeah. Well, I mean, I would have nominated you.
Okay.
Did you have any other names or just that one?
I don't.
Yeah. Well, okay. Some of the other people considered was Joe DiCamera for him taking two big shots at me. Throughout the week.
But then you also did say, for your belt consideration,
you went in pretty hard.
You said he's going to die alone. Because he doesn't have a dog.
He probably will.
That's another reason why. Yeah, that's another vote for
all
you.
Right,
there you go.
Let's put together a resume here.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you're taking on the morning show. I can appreciate that.
I think Spike should get the belt.
There we go.
I'm not going to fight it.
Yeah, why would you? Why would you?
And let's be fair, or let's be honest. The two times, this is my second time I've gotten the belt.
Mm-hmm.
The other time was when I screamed at Elliott.
It's worse!
And it was twice that week. That was the week I called him Lil B.
Well, Lil B into yelling about the traffic.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. It was the next day, actually.
It was Thursday. Yeah,
it was Thursday and Friday. Yes.
Yeah, it was a lot.
You needed the weekend. You needed the weekend to cool off.
Congratulations,
Spike.
Yeah.
Oh,
you did it again. There you go.
There we go.
Is that a two-time winner?
Two-time winner, yes.
Am I one-time winner?
No, I think you're two-time.
I'm a two-time winner.
I'm two-time.
Yeah, you're
two. You've been a two-time winner?
What does that mean?
Well, you had burned the boats.
Yeah.
And what was the other time?
I think probably because I beat the camera and something.
Oh, yes, yes. Because it was the baseball.
Okay. A pity throwaway belt.
Now,
I'm just saying, you don't usually have.
Yeah, I got nothing. I saw. I got it. Yep. No, I know. Yep.
That's not what I was saying.
Yeah, no, it's how it is. It is.
215-592-9494. Well, thank you, Ike.
Hey,
thank
yo.
You, Jack.
Yeah.
We're very happy to have the belt.
The committee.
Thanks. Thank you to the committee. 215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP.
Oh, here we go.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, Rios?
Gentlemen, my funny freak bull family. You know what I mean? What's going on, gentlemen?
Kelly Oubre.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
No, don't do that with him now. Yes.
It's never going to be the same. But look, seriously, we're playing Dumb Dumb Blue this week. So, yeah, I mean, y'all already know what time it is. You know, y'all speaking, Jack. Spike saying his stuff, what we should do, you know, after they did their thing, laughing, whatever. Well, hey, all right. That was cute. And yo, Jackie, hit the music. Before we go into the bye, we got to play Dumb Dumb Blue again. And as I can remember, Christmas came early for them. That was cute. What is our purpose, huh? To inundate blood from every freaking team all the way to Sierra Bravo 60. We are at the point of straight killer zone. Get the F out my way, DJ Edgecombe. The new young bull is about to take the throne, but we all bleed green and are the ones to set the tone. Are you freaking kidding me? This is the start of our bye. We got freaking 2 weeks. Stop freaking playing slap and tickle. These suckers can't stand with us. We the monsters on the East Coast. New York, city of dreams, comes into the concrete jungle. City of violent fiends. Remember where we're from. To be Philly is our way of life and no settling. Gives no F and takes no BS. We always prepare for every test and everything is personal. Whatever category you want to put it in, it don't matter. You put an obstacle in front of us and we breaking right through it. In this world of patty cake, we bringing the tough back. Blue collar, hardcore, roughneck. By any means necessary, we ready to live but prepare to die. That's our freaking motto we go by. And when you're prepared, then there's no fear of anything. Fall freaking backup, broken arrow. The perimeter is breached. To live is to suffer. But we damn sure gonna find meaning in the suffering. Give them hell, gentlemen. We locked in. There ain't no turning back. We celebrated for the kill. We will be abstinent for the duration of the season. We are on a blue tent mission, but always prepared with body bags. Violence gets results. That's what we built on. We will never conform to the new world sucker ways. We embrace the suck. Addicted to the fight, turned on from the smell of blood. Always staying disciplined, displaying domination, and dictating every freaking thing. What you call a triple dose of D. If ever around and find out was a team, that's what you'll be looking at. So about face and move out. Masculinity is needed. Ike, Spike, and Fritz, what gets results?
Violence!
What gets results?
Violence!
When indulged in violence, it will create peace. I am Rios from North Philly Hunting Park, the Star Major of Philly. If you F's with me, then put blood on the freaking grass. Peace.
Close.
Well done, Rios.
He's close.
Yes.
You missed it by 10 seconds.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yep.
It's getting closer, though.
I thought you might have thrown him off with the Oubre thing right before he had to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But he stepped
up.
Listen,
pros are pros.
Yes. 215-592-9494. Everybody's talking about it. The streets are chirping. They're saying, Philly formation. Philly formation. Philly
Run
formation.
The play.
Run the play,
Nick.
The play. Yeah,
everyone calls it that. Get ready to get game day ready with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey. Proud partners of the Birds. All season long, you can register at bars and restaurants across the area for the Philly Formation Contest. Your shot at some incredible prizes. A Birds game experience with Brent Celek. A game day party at your house hosted by me. Two Weber Grills, some National Appliance Warehouse, plus gift cards from Acme Markets and fine wine and good spirits. And don't forget to enjoy the Philly Formation drink features every Birds game day. Stop by Kildare's Pub in Westchester for the $11 Miller Lite and Jameson Shot Special with their famous Kildare's Wings, or visit the Great American Pub in Phoenixville for their $10 special with their Great American Grilled Cheese. That's Kildare's Pub in Westchester and the Great American Pub in Phoenixville, the place to be for every Birds game with Miller Lite and Jameson. For contest rules and details, visit 94WIP.com. Must be 21 or older, and as always, celebrate responsibly.
Emily the teacher, you're on WIP. What's up, Emily?
Hey, can you hear me? I have my AirPods in today.
Yeah, I don't love that, but it...
Okay, yeah. All right, let me switch it up.
Okay.
That's why I asked.
All right, I love it. Thank you. Thank you.
Is this thing on? Is this thing on? Give me a sec.
There you go.
All right.
Oh, I sound way better.
Is this good? Are we good?
All right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, perfect. I'm sorry. The point, I don't have any slam poetry prepared.
That's okay.
For today's call.
There's only one Rios. Yeah.
But I do have to say, 7-7. Right, 7-7.
Oh, Edgecombe.
Oh, Edgecombe.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like
that. You know that I reclaimed that the next morning. The first thing on my classes, every single class of my agenda was, I always do care to share. I get them talking. Anything they want to share about, they could talk about. So on Mondays, I do care to share, and we watch the Eagles highlights from the night before. I teach them about football. So the care to share, and then I had under it, who is VJ Edgecombe? 7-7. You better believe we watch 5 minutes of highlights to start my class in every single class.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A teacher showing highlights to start class. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Emily.
Are you the cool teacher?
Do you also curse every once in a while?
Not with my second and third graders.
Fair enough.
I'm strict but fair, and the kids happen to love that. So I'm cool, I guess, but no, I don't curse.
No cursing. Okay.
But he's amazing, right? Everybody's talking about it. I'm so excited. I think, and I hope I'm wrong, I think his free throws might become an issue. I know he only missed two and whatever, but like, I don't know. His form is like, okay. He impressed me from three, but I really hope I'm wrong. But I don't know. I'm throwing it out there.
He shot 78% last year in college. He's a pretty good free throw shooter. I'm not super confident in the 3-point shot. I think that needs. He hit a bunch of them the other night, but I think he's going to be a fine free throw shooter. And
all right, I
actually like guys who don't. I was going to use a phrase I can't use. Who don't dilly dally at the line and have some long sort of thing
routine?
He's a one dribble or two dribble set shoot, and that looks good. I think he's going to be a fine free throw shooter.
I mean, that's how you know you're a real shooter. Like Steph Curry just dribbles. Well, Michael Jordan didn't do anything. When I stepped up to the line, I flipped the ball to myself and took a breath and shot it.
There you
anyway,
go.
Hold on, you played sports too?
Yeah, you ball.
Oh yeah, basketball is my first love, man. Oh. I'm a washed up athlete.
Ah, oh,
been man. There.
Well, we all got something in common.
Yeah, I think it's Sespike.
Look, man.
He can dream.
Well, I'm washed up. I got half of it, you know.
I'm not throwing this out. I'm not throwing this out here as a nickname for the Maxi and backcourt duo, but. Mm. I know it was Oubre who threw him the oop, but as soon as I saw that and had just how he flies, I thought, oh my gosh, our Max, is this going to be a Maxi Edgecombe? Like the year we bring back the AI era black jerseys, are we also like saddling up for a Flight Brothers reboot?
Ooh. Yeah, but Maxi's not a flight guy.
Well, neither was AI.
No, he's the passer.
That's a good point. Yeah. Just
they're calling him VJ Max, by the way.
VJ Max.
VJ Max?
I like that. That's a good one.
That might stick.
Yeah, VJ Max is good. Here's my thing, Emily, with the nicknames. I don't know if they do this in other cities. We do it in Philly. We're all like, as soon as we have a good player,
we're going straight to the nicknames.
Hey, what dumb nickname can we give him? You know,
I'm not saying that that's like a thing that's going to, you know, but it reminded me of the Flight Brothers.
Yes.
Larry Hughes, right?
Yeah.
That was the time I was falling in love with the Sixers. My dad brought me and my brother to a game in that AI era, fell in love. I remember sitting on the carpet watching the game against the Lakers. Anyway, that's how I know the Flight Brothers.
Well, maybe we can do Run With Us, too, when we're bringing back everything else.
Run With Us?
Yeah, do a little
Show
run.
You love?
Yeah, show you love, yep. All right, Emily.
I love it, Emily.
Yeah, we got to get to Tommy down the shore, but you have a great weekend, and hopefully you're showing your students Eagles highlights.
Victory highlights.
Monday. Yeah,
and welcome to the show.
I didn't show them the last game Giants highlights. So.
Yes, not worth it. Didn't happen.
Hopefully Monday. All right. See you guys. Have a good one.
All right, have a good week.
I love Emily as a regular.
Everybody does.
Yes. And joining us as he always does right around this time, everybody loves him too, the official poet of the WIP Afternoon Show, Tommy Down the Shore.
It's Tommy Down the Shore.
Yeah, why? Yes, Mike.
Tommy Down the Shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a grace and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the Shore.
Tommy!
Yo, I guess my guess that big baloney business, baby.
Oh, you must be feeling good. You know, we had the Sixers win the other night, and of course, coming off a big Birds win.
I'm so fired up. Great debut for the Sixers and for Edgecombe. You know what I mean? That's amazing. And
what's his name again?
VJ Edgecombe.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow.
How do you guys say it?
No, same way.
Same way.
Yep.
VJ Edgecombe, right?
Yep. Edgecombe. Yep. That's exactly how we say it.
I'm so fired up by that Birds victory because you guys know me, right? I never lose my belief in the Birds, right?
Yep.
But I was getting a little nervous, and that was a tremendous victory. It was a real confidence boost. You know what I mean? With Jalen and AJ and Devontae, it was a tremendous confidence boost. I'm over the moon.
You know what? I finally realized after we've been talking to Tommy for like 2.5 years,
yeah,
he just sounds like Tony Soprano with the Philly accent.
Oh,
like it's just the same thing. It's Tony.
I've never seen the Sopranos, so I don't even know.
I'm sure Ike will now not be able to not notice it.
Yeah.
But you sound just like Tony Soprano.
Let me tell you something.
Hoagie Soprano?
Hoagie Soprano!
Hoagie Soprano. Let me tell you something. I love the Sopranos. You guys know that? And I'm a huge fan of Tony Soprano. So you guys know that's a huge compliment for me.
I'm sure. I'm sure. And you must be thrilled as being a true Birds fan who bleeds green that BG is back.
That is so exciting. Brandon Graham, the legend. You know, I started getting nostalgic. BG's coming back. I mean, we had a huge victory, and I started reflecting in a very nostalgic way on that first Super Bowl run, right?
Yeah.
And then I started thinking of the one, the only, Nick Foles.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Nick Foles. I mean, he is so near and dear to our hearts, you know what I mean? But to me, he's not just one of my heroes, you know what I mean? He's not just a legend among legends. I have a theory that he may not even be human. That he might be superhuman or extraterrestrial.
Ooh, that boy almost got a 10-incher.
Wait a minute. You're saying you think Nick Foles might be from a different planet?
Well, I heard a few things through the grapevine.
Okay.
Through the grapevine. Perhaps you gentlemen can verify or dispute these things that I've heard that would lead me to believe he might not just be human, he might be superhuman or extraterrestrial.
Okay.
First thing I heard, guys, remember in The Matrix when Neo, Morpheus sends Neo to the Oracle? You know what I mean? He's at the Oracle. She's going to tell him, no spoilers or nothing, but she's going to tell him whether or not he's the one. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And he's in the waiting room, right?
Yep.
And there's a little kid there, right, while he's waiting for the Oracle.
Okay.
And the kid bangs his spoon with his mind.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
From what I understand, from what I've heard, Nick Foles can do that. And I got to say, I believe it.
Wait a minute. You think Nick Foles can bend a spoon with his mind?
That's what I've heard through the grapevine.
Oh, wow.
Through the grapevine.
Okay.
That's what I've heard.
What else?
Another thing I heard is that Nick Foles can stare at an onion and he can make it cry. You know what I mean? Like, he can stare at it and his eyes will never get watery. And the onion will start crying. Nick Foles can give vegetables emotions. You know what I mean?
Wow. I hadn't heard that. I have not heard any of this. No, we would love to get Nick on the air and ask him about these things. Any other sort of superpowers he might have?
One other thing I heard that is extraordinary. This is the most amazing thing right here. I heard that Nick Foles can look at a huge block of cheese, right?
Yep.
And just by staring at it, turn it into Cheese Whiz.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that would mean he's a true Philly guy.
That's right. We heard of water into wine, right? It's just cheese into Cheese Whiz. You know what I mean?
Yes. What into wine?
Water into wine.
Right, okay.
Water
into wine, yeah.
That's right, water, baby.
Before we get your prediction for the game, which you always give us, there was such a hit last week with your poetry. I was wondering if, and I'm not asking you to write new poems, but I was wondering if we could get an encore performance of your hit poem, Eat the Gabagool.
I would love to.
Okay.
It's an honor to do it again. This time I'm really going to try to give it even more emotion.
Okay.
Here we go. You guys ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Here we go. Sometimes in life, we all play the fool. So when you feel like an idiot, eat the gabagool. What's the gabagool? Well, it's a certain type of ham. Eat the gabagool, and soon you'll make a plan. Eat the gabagool, and soon you'll be the man.
Yes!
It's pretty good.
Dude, I love eating the gabagool. Yeah.
I tried to really... Jack, now you told me I'm like Tony Soprano. I can't stop thinking about it. You know what I mean?
Well, the streets are saying you're Baloney Soprano.
Oh.
I'm Baloney Soprano.
Baloney Soprano.
Baloney Soprano.
I'll take it. I like it.
It sounds like next week's idea, actually. The remake of The Sopranos, all with deli meats.
Yeah.
I could actually, and by the way, I might start writing a few more poems, too.
Yes.
I just gotta say.
I love the poetry.
Inspired. You guys are inspiring me. You know what I mean? But yeah, Hoogie Soprano. I mean, I've been rewatching The Sopranos. That's partly where the Eat the Gabagool came from.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Speaking of The Sopranos, the Eagles are playing a team that their home stadium is in North Jersey. You know, The Sopranos were in, what, Caldwell, right?
Yep.
That's
where
right.
The Sopranos were. What do you think's going to happen in Sunday's game?
Listen, that previous matchup with these stinking Giants, that was a fluke. That was a total fluke. We got embarrassed, but no big deal because we're a much better team. We're gonna get our revenge. We're gonna demolish these stinking Giants. It's gonna be 37-17 Birds.
Oh, I like
37-17.
That.
37-17.
That's right.
Big 20.
We gotta have a chip on our shoulder. You know what I mean?
Big 20-point win. All right.
That's right.
Tommy, great stuff today. We will check on the Nick Foles being an extraterrestrial. We'll do some reporting on that, and we will talk to you next week. Thank you, brother.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. I love you guys. I will talk to you next week. Keep me posted on the Nick Foles business. And go Birds! I'm over and 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 out.
All right.
It's Tommy. You know what I'm saying? Down the shore.
I love Eat the Gabagool. I love it.
Eat the Gabagool.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
What's some other lunch meat?
Some other lunch meat?
Like, I mean, there's ham, turkey.
Well, no, they used to do, in The Sopranos, they used to have a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah, like bologna, I guess.
Well, no, but the
salami.
The stuff that, you know, sounds like North Jersey.
Yeah.
Well, they would say brujute.
Brigitte, yeah, that's one.
Because Artie always says this stuff. So there's Gabagool, there's Brigitte, there's
How do you know about Artie?
Mortadelle. Artie?
Yeah.
I'm a big Artie guy. Huge Artie guy. Oh, no, I'm talking about Artie Lang.
Yeah, not Artie.
Not Sopranos. I'll talk about it. Yeah,
everyone's
Artie,
confused.
I learned about Artie Bucco, man.
No, yeah, so
he's a chef on the Sopranos. He's a restaurant I'm talking
about. Well, Artie Lang's from Union, New Jersey.
Up that way,
We almost, when Val and I looked for a house up there, we didn't end up living there, but we looked at it. We almost bought a house in Caldwell.
In Caldwell?
Yeah. I think Tiki lives right around there as well. Yeah.
And that house was a, they wound up buying that house, right? And just making it part of the movie set, the team.
Oh, I'm sure. The actual one.
Yeah, actual house.
The Gabagool. Yeah, Brigitte, you got a Gabagool, you got a Mortadelle.
Yeah, that's one. Yeah.
I'm sure people will call in with other other suggestions.
Other deli meats. What do we have coming up in the top five of five?
Things the older generation loves more than anything.
Oh, this is about us.
No, it's actually above you guys.
Oh, the boomers.
Yeah.
This is boomer related.
Things
the boomers love.
60 plus.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.